guys. You know, as a player, you never know what to expect a little bit. You're normally going to have a lot of soreness and things like this. Guys not really used to the pace that we're going at. Even though the guys have been here in practice all week, you know, they've gone about, you know, five straight days, which is quite a bit. But, you know, we are seeing some separation, which you should see. Charles Sims is an excellent football player, has excellent hands, which he's been able to show to us. Punt return, our punt returner is an area of concern a little bit for us. It was good to see some of the guys, whether they could do it or not. So we've gotten some good work done. We at least know a little bit more about our rookies right now. As I say, they have a long ways to go. Next week we start our OTA. Our version of spring ball starts up Tuesday. So we want them ready to go then, not too sore. So we'll just go through walkthroughs tomorrow and then get ready for Monday. Take your question.
We saw that Tom Crabtree said he's been released. We're just asking if there's a corresponding signing you guys have made to have one of the guys out there into the roster.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that a little bit. As far as Tom is concerned, we have some numbers at tight end, and it wasn't really looking good for him. So whenever I see that, you know, maybe it's not going to work out for a veteran, I want to give him an opportunity to get on with someone else, and that was the case with Tom. He's a good football player, been playing good ball in the league, which does coincide a little bit with what's going on the field with some of the rookies.
There are some tryout guys that might have done enough to earn something.
We do have a couple, Rick, but they don't know it yet, so I'm going to let them know it first. But we have a couple that have stood out. I don't know if I say this to y'all or not, but, you know, it's been documented what DeMar Dotson did here. And when I was in Chicago, I had two defensive backs.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I had, I'm sorry. I had two defensive backs that started from this tryout camp. So it's always good to see guys, you know, come up the hard way. And again, there were a couple of guys that have a chance that we have in the camp right now.
Is Robert Heron one of those guys you're looking at on returns?
Robert is one. He didn't do a lot in college, but he has been working on it, and he caught the ball better today than he did yesterday. I was a little concerned, to say the least, yesterday, but today was better for the guys. It was windy, but as I told him, there's going to be a couple windy games that we'll be playing this year too. But improvement, but not only Robert, but from a couple other guys also. So we'll just keep looking at guys and hopefully someone will step up.
Have you had Sims back
on
kickoff too?
Yes, he's and again, with new guys coming in, we searched their history a little bit, see what they've done from Pop Warner on. And Charles has returned, feels comfortable with the kickoff. I wanted to know if he's ever returned punts. He hasn't. But again, if you have good hands, normally you can do a few things, and we'll keep working on that.
You have the two draft picks on the offensive line. Who else has shown you something with the rookie line and the young line that you have a chance to?
Again, I hate, you know about the draft picks. I hate pointing anybody else out. If you see them stay a little bit later on, you'll know that we like them a little bit. But we'll let them know Monday. And, again, who stays around and who's starting to get some work Monday with the rest of the vets, that'll tell you how we feel about it.
Kadeem Edwards, you feel like he could contribute right away?
Oh, that's pretty early for that. I wish I could look into the future that much. But in time, I feel like he will be able to help us. He's a good football player. He's as good as advertised. We thought he was a big athlete, which he is. He's picking up things. He has an excellent offensive line coach in George Warhop. So I feel like his future is pretty bright.